Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Insanities, where mental health is important. Today we will be talking about bipolar disorder.
Good morning.
Bipolar disorder, formerly called manic depression, is a mental health condition that causes extreme mood swings that include emotional highs, mania or hypomania, and lows. During the lows, when you become depressed, you may feel sad or hopeless and lose interest or pleasure in most activities. When your mood shifts to mania or hypomania, you may feel euphoric, full of energy, or unusually irritable. These mood swings can affect sleep, energy, activity, judgment, behavior, and the ability to think clearly. These episodes of mood swings may occur rarely or multiple times a year. While most people will experience some emotional symptoms between episodes, some may not experience any at all. Although bipolar disorder is a lifelong condition, you can manage your mood swings and other symptoms by following a treatment plan. In most cases, bipolar disorder is treated with psychological counseling or medication.
Hi guys, my name's Ava, and today I'm going to be talking about the symptoms of bipolar disorder. There are several symptoms of bipolar and related disorders. They may include mania or hypomania and depression. Symptoms can cause unpredictable changes in mood and behavior, resulting in significant distress and difficulty in life. There is multiple different types of bipolar disorders. Bipolar 1 disorder, meaning you've had one manic episode that may be preceded or followed by hypomanic or major depressive episodes. In some cases, mania may trigger a break from reality. Bipolar 2 disorder, you've had at least one major depressive episode and at least one hypomanic episode, but you've never had a manic episode. That's the difference between bipolar 1 and 2. Cyclothymic disorder, you've had at least 2 years or 1 year in children and teenagers of many periods of hypomania symptoms and periods of depressive symptoms, though less severe than major depression. Bipolar and related disorders, including certain drugs or alcohol, are due to a medical condition, such as Cushing's disease, multiple sclerosis, or stroke.
Symptoms of bipolar disorder can be difficult to identify in children and teens. It's often hard to tell whether these are normal ups and downs, the result of stress or trauma, or signs of mental health problem other than bipolar disorder. Although bipolar disorder can occur in any age, it's typically diagnosed in the teenage years or early 20s. Symptoms can vary from person to person, and symptoms may vary over time. Mania and hypnomania are two distinct types of episodes, but they have the same symptoms. Mania is more severe than hypnomania and causes more noticeable problems at work, school, and social activities, as well as relationship difficulties. Mania also may trigger a break from reality, psychosis, and require hospitalization. Both a manic and hypnomanic episode include three or more of these symptoms. Abnormally upbeat, jumpy or wired, increased activity, energy or agitation, exaggerated sense of well-being and self-confidence, euphoria, decreased need for sleep, unusual talkativeness, racing thoughts, distractibility, poor decision-making.
A major depressive episode includes symptoms that are severe enough to cause noticeable difficulty in day-to-day activities. These include work, school, social settings. Children and teens may have distinct major depressive or manic or hypomanic episodes, but the pattern can vary from that of adults with bipolar disorder. Moods can rapidly shift during episodes, and some children may not even have symptoms for long periods of time between episodes. The most prominent signs of bipolar disorder in children and teenagers may include severe mood swings that are different from their usual mood swings. Despite these extremes, people with bipolar disorder often don't even recognize how much their emotional instability disrupts their lives and the lives of their loved ones.
if they don't get the treatment that they need. If you're like some people with bipolar disorder, you may enjoy the feelings of euphoria and cycles of being more productive. However, this euphoria is always followed by an emotional crash. It'll leave you depressed, worn out, and maybe even in financial, legal, or relationship trouble if this episode was bad enough. If you have any symptoms of depression or mania, see your doctor or mental health professional. It cannot be taken lightly, and it does not get better on its own. Getting treatment from a mental health professional with experience in bipolar disorder specifically can help you get your symptoms under control.
So now that we're done with giving you the facts and background of bipolar disorder, the three of us are going to have an open conversation on our opinions of this disorder and how it affects people's day-to-day lives.
Do you guys know anybody with, like, bipolar disorder and, like, how they act?
My mom.
What does she do?
She's very frantic and just always screaming.
Screaming.
Because she's, well, it affects her anxiety, too. Like, she has anxiety as well and, like, hypertension. So when things start getting crazy, she starts to yell and just freak out. But then a few minutes will go by and it will just like turn off and she'll be like happy and like chill. Oh. And it's just, it's back and forth definitely with her every single day.
Has she ever like had a manic episode in front of you?
No. Never. I don't think hers is that severe.
Yeah. My like, mom had one and she like was hospitalized for like 2 days.
Oh.
Yeah, it was bad.
Did they prescribe her like anything, do you know?
I don't know. I dated somebody
with bipolar disorder, and it was entirely different from that. Like, the episodes would be, like, actually, like, my, I'd say, like, weeks to months apart, not, like, throughout the day.
Really?
Yeah, like, her mom, you just described, is, like, you notice a difference, like, within hours, but, like, I feel like in some people, it's really, like, takes weeks and months to, like, see how bad an episode could have been, or, like, how somebody could be in the state of euphoria for, like, weeks and, like, no one even realizes it until they crash.
Really? That's crazy. Like, what were the episodes like, if you remember?
I don't really remember, but, like, looking back on it and after we just talked about everything, like, I can definitely picture the states of euphoria and, like, the hypomanic versus the major depressive episodes. Like, there's definitely a difference and it can't go ignored because it will, like, ruin the relationship that you have with your friends and your family. Like, it's really easy to just, like, shut down, especially with the mood swings. I mean, it's hard to control mood swings even for someone without bipolar disorder. I mean, we all have stuff going on, and it's hard to handle, but with this, it's
like, do you guys think that people that commit murders and have bipolar disorder should be, like, able to plead insanity?
Honestly, like, I don't know, because I know people with bipolar disorder that, like, don't commit murders, so I feel like that's a hard one to touch on.
Well, I think the use of mental, like, disorders or, like, using insanities in a lot of crimes has become, like, very large and, like, getting people out of jail, but I think it's somewhat valid.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I feel like I'm not sure because I don't have bipolar disorder and I don't know, like, if I would just, like, kill someone for that reason.
I feel like it's crazy that we just don't have, like, support groups or, like, even good, like, institutions around here for mental health.
Well, yeah, that's why it's so important that you have, like, a established relationship with at least one friend or, like, sibling that you feel like you can trust and talk about it because
yeah, like, I was just on Google, and, like, the only place that we have is PRMC, which is 45 minutes away, and their mental institution is, like, awful. It's, like, the basement of the hospital. It's awful. You have to go over the bridge.
What bridge?
Bay Bridge. Like,
oh, right, yeah. They definitely have more
Kennedy Creek
places
or,
for people to go, like, out of this town.
Yeah.
What's your guys' opinions on going to inpatient programs during episodes and, like,
I think those are fine as long as you're not being forced to do something against your will.
Yeah, like those hospitals that like take you in the middle of the night and take.
I think that's insane. Yeah,
like that's so.
Also, like bipolar disorder can be treated with medication.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's only necessary if to go to a place like that if you want to harm yourself or others. But people with bipolar disorder, it can be treated in other ways. But obviously, if things get to that point, it is necessary. But
right,
I don't think it's right to be taken somewhere like forcefully and
right, like kids who have like these episodes, like they literally get taken in the middle of the night from their beds.
Like, yes, but also like you also have to think about how parents like want the best for their kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
when you're depending on your age, you may not be mature enough to realize that you do need to go somewhere like yeah. that, and your parents may know better, but like in a 12 or 13 year old's mind, it's, like, the worst thing that's ever happened.
And then it makes, like, the kids hate their parents. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, sad.
Today on Insanities, we will be having a very special guest, Miss Amanda Richards, our English 12 English teacher. Because you're hot and you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in and you're out. You're up and you're down. You're wrong when it's right. It's black and it's white. We fight, we break up. We kiss, we make up. What do you know about bipolar disorder?
I know that it's a serious mental illness that affects a lot of people, my brother included, who was diagnosed in 2020. Yeah, so I just remembered one of my ex-boyfriends had serious bipolar episodes often and was super manic and misused his medication. And it wasn't a very healthy relationship to be in. So it's this.
What was he like?
How did it affect your relationship? How was that?
Verbally and emotionally manipulative and abusive, for sure. Little things would set him off. He would become overwhelmed super easily with a small task. Couldn't really be trusted to tell the truth about even the smallest of things. Yeah, just not really a good person. And I don't say that that's just because he had bipolar. He had a lot of other issues as well, but not choosing not to manage his bipolar really affected his overall personality and the decisions he made.
Did bipolar disorder affect your relationship with your brother?
For sure. When he was first diagnosed, it was really scary because we didn't know what was going on. He had hallucinations and paranoia. And so he believed things that were untrue and things that were really scary. So my family and I had to fight really hard to get him the help he needed. And luckily he did get that help and was able to go on to live a really normal life until he passed away.
Would you say that getting help was easy for you guys, or like was it very challenging to get help for him?
Oh, it was super challenging. He was an adult, so there's a process where my mom had to go through to get him EP'd by a court. So they had to go in front of a judge and present all the evidence they had of his behavior and basically convince the judge that he was too unstable, where he was a danger to himself and a danger to others.
Couldn't live on his own, basically.
Yeah, so he was emergency partitioned, I think is what EP means, and picked up by a police officer. He went really willingly. He went to a mental facility for a short period of time so he could...
What facility?
I think it was Tidal Health. Like, he just saw some psychiatrists and mental health professionals there who were able to offer us the real diagnosis of bipolar 2 disorder and treat him with medication and therapy.
Do you think in this town that there's enough help for people like your brother and other people with bipolar disorder? Like, do you think this town offers enough, or do you think that more things and more institutions and more people should be trained to help people with, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally understand. No, I don't think there's enough. I don't think there's just enough awareness overall of mental health problems in general, but especially for a scary and severe diagnosis as bipolar disorder can be, there's not enough understanding. There's not enough people who are trained in it. There's very limited space at like Title Health for mental health patients. I think the next closest hospital is on the, you know, the eastern shore is Dover, and there's facilities on the western shore, but that can also present a lot of challenges for people local to the eastern shore because they're leaving whatever support system they have if they have to go a couple hours away. So that can be really scary and taxing too.
So is the institutions or where you go get help, is that like expensive or is that come with insurance? Like, is mental health help with insurance or is that out of pocket?
That's a really good question.
Mine isn't. We'll have to look that up.
Mine wasn't with my insurance.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. I think it's all healthcare is expensive. So even, I think it would be covered under some part of insurance, but it still comes with like bills.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we could have heard from her because she has all the experience with dealing with people with bipolarism, both in a romantic relationship and like her own brother, which is completely different. So she's had two totally different experiences, which is...
It's very interesting to see the difference in the way she views her brother about it versus how she said her ex-boyfriend was, you know?
Yeah.
In with her brother, she acted as if it was like a very concerning and like
right,
but with her ex-boyfriend, she acted like there was no hope for him. So
yeah,
we thank you guys so much for joining us and we hope you learned something today.
Thanks for sitting here and listening to us ramble about bipolarism and our thoughts on it along with Amanda Richard as our guest.
We'll see y'all next time. Bye, crazies.